Denver police identify alleged shooter as private security guard. By Bob Price on October 10, 2020. One man is dead and a private security guard is in custody after a shot rang out at what is being called a dueling protest in Denver on Saturday. Denver police officials said the victim was allegedly shot by a private security guard. A Denver news station says the suspect is their security guard hired to protect an employee at the rally. Denver police tweeted they are investigating a homicide that occurred at the courtyard by the Art Museum in Denver on Saturday afternoon. Alert, officers are investigating a shooting that occurred in the courtyard by the Art Museum. One victim transported to the hospital, their condition is unknown, one suspect in custody. pic.twitter.com/1f6new.vlv0f. Denver Police Department, at Denver Police, October 10, 2020. Police officials later tweeted an update identifying the alleged shooter as a private security guard. Update: further investigation has determined the suspect is a private security guard with no affiliation with Antifa. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. Denver Police Department, at Denver Police, October 11, 2020. A report by 9 News NBC Denver confirms the suspect is a private security guard hired by the station. The local NBC affiliate reports. A 9 News producer and a 9 News contractor were taken into custody. DPD has since said that one of the two people taken into custody was not involved in the incident but was a person of interest at the time. The 9 News producer is no longer in police custody and is not a suspect. A private security guard who was hired by 9 News is the suspect detained by DPD. It has been the practice of 9 News for a number of months to hire private security to accompany staff at protests. A man live streaming the event captured the moment of the shooting. At about the same time, a cloud of orange mace can be seen and a gunshot heard. The incident happened with police about 25 yards away. Officers quickly responded and took a man believed to be the shooter into custody. Shooting moment captured on this streamer, at Still Gray at 0SOM24 at Kitty Lists pic.twitter.com/5Z22OPKA. Chester Bellick, at X Inspired CSL, October 10, 2020. A video shows a man wearing a black Guns Matter shirt engaging in an argument with a man who is about to be shot. He does not appear to be directly involved in the shooting. As the victim walks off camera to the right, the camera operator turns and captures the victim recoiling from the impact of the shot and falling to the ground. Lead up to the hashtag Denver shooting hashtag Denver protests pic.twitter.com/5lmsupn.dap. Rusty5D, at RustyII69, October 10, 2020. The Denver Post reports that a man participating in a Patriot rally that also included a presence of self-described BLM Antifa protesters sprayed mace at another man and that man shot him with a handgun. Shots fired, looks to be someone on the ground and ambulance on scene. Denver, Colorado pic.twitter.com/knockdakeeks. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 10, 2020. In another video, a man near the scene of the shooting yells what sounds like white supremacist and then right in the effing dome. Amplify the voice's view of the scene as gunshots erupt. Someone yells something about white supremacist, and right in the fucking dome. Denver, Colorado pic.twitter.com/bczkfit. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 10, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Editor's note, this is a developing story and will be updated as new information becomes available.